The former leader of the BC Green Party said the resignation of Sonia Furstenau as leader did not surprise him. "It was the right thing to do," Andrew Weaver said. "It's the expected thing to do. The party had quite a disappointing result in the election." Weaver, who led the party between 2015 and 2019, was referring to the party's vote share. While the BC Greens won just as many seats in 2024 as they did in 2022, their overall share of the vote dropped to 8.2% in 2024 from just over 15% in 2020. Furstenau announced her resignation Tuesday, January 28, citing personal reasons. It came after she lost her election race in Victoria Beacon Hill in October, and after she had helped negotiate a cooperation and responsible government accord with the BCNDP, announced in mid-December. While provincial New Democrats possess a bare majority in the legislature, the agreement aims, in the words of Premier David Eby, to strengthen the stability of government and help deliver on the priorities of British Columbians. Weaver, who became an independent shortly after stepping down as leader, questioned why Furstenau ran in Victoria Beacon Hill, perhaps one of the safest NDP seats, and why the party signed the agreement in the first place. "It should not have been put together because it was not needed," Weaver said. "In essence, it has undermined the role of the two Green MLAs, who have little teeth to advance initiatives. So I'm just surprised." The three BC Greens elected in 2017, Weaver, Furstenau and Adam Olson, helped the BCNDP form government, even though it had won one fewer seat than the BC Liberals under then-Premier Christy Clark. "That minority government situation does not exist today," Weaver said. The BC Greens could have maintained their relevance by negotiating with New Democrats on a vote-by-vote case. "And if they are perceived as being reasonable, the NDP would listen," he said. "If they are radical, just go back to another election." Weaver said Furstenau wasted an incredible opportunity because the agreement is silent on issues such as LNG. Furstenau Tuesday defended the agreement. "Did we get everything we wanted, i.e. our whole platform?" she asked rhetorically. "Nope, but considering the circumstances that we are negotiating with a party with a bare majority, but a majority, nonetheless, I'm very proud of the commitments in the agreement and I am so confident that our two MLAs and our extraordinary caucus team will hold the government to their word." The agreement's section states government will initiate and complete a review of Clean BC in 2025, with the BC Greens having a direct say on the terms of reference. The agreement is also subject to an annual review and does not presume green support for government initiatives and other matters not addressed within this agreement. In other words, the agreement could end within a year and leaves Greens room to act as an opposition party in areas outside the agreement. Weaver also criticized Furstenau for saying that she would resign as leader in early 2025 even if she had won her race. "If that is the case, she threw the entire political party under the bus and that is not appropriate, because it is not about you, it's about the collective," Weaver said. Weaver said the Greens have become an activist party that was trying to occupy the political space to the left of the BCNDP while becoming intolerant of opposing view. "In order to advance policy for the collective, you have to be willing to listen to not only your squeaky base of activists, but also those who have other views, because if you don't bring people with you, nothing gets done," he said. "Perhaps that will change with a new leader," Weaver said. "I don't know who that will be." It won't be Weaver, who described himself as politically homeless. UBC political science lecturer Stuart Prest said the BC Greens tend to undergo dramatic shifts with changes in their leadership. The party's two sitting MLAs, Jeremy Valeriote, MLA for West Vancouver Sea to Sky, and Rob Botterell, MLA for Saanich North and the Islands, have ruled themselves out, citing time and family commitments. Valeriote will also serve as interim leader, which precludes him from running. Weaver said it is a mistake that the new leader won't initially have a seat in the legislature. "In order for the Greens to have a voice, the voice flows through the legislature," he said. Furstenau said it is not uncommon for newly elected leaders to start out their respective legislatures in noting examples from Alberta as well as the federal scene. Yes, Greens have a steep hill to climb electorally, but they can do it, she said. With a new leader being able to focus on building the party, strengthening the party, while the MLAs are doing their job and really delivering as a caucus, which is what Greens have done, I think we can demonstrate as a party we can do it all.